Okay, timestamp, 9th of the 6th, 2016.
Yes, 6-9-2016.
And we decided to do this at 9:11 p.m. and 11 seconds in the UK. So here we are. Here we are. Patty, would you like to, continue with your, or maybe just back up a bit? Give a bit of background as to the context of what you're going to be talking about. So, because this might be a standalone thing in the future. So we speak to the future as we speak to the now. Thank you very much. On you go.
I mean, I have a very, important thing that, I need to put this out to people. And it's been said by many famous people. Those people who disregard the past are doomed in the future to repeat the very same mistakes. It's been said by many people. And mm-hmm. This is sort of the thing we have going down right now. The start of the MJ-12 program, the mind-bending program, which led to super soldiers, I mean, all kinds of stuff spurred off from that. The subliminal programming in TV spurred off of that. You know, all of these other programs spurred off from the MJ-12, the Majestic 12 group. Okay, what they did with that was they took all the hippies who were doing LSD and everything and mind traveling, brought them together under the aegis of the military, trained them to work for these black ops groups. Originally to spy, but originally after that they found out they could do a whole lot more than just look remotely. Coincidentally, this whole global mission of peace thing is gathering together all of these people who have ecological solutions to the mess that the aliens and the cabals have made of this planet. And now, in order to get funding from them, you know, from the Red Dragon Group, who have basically pulled all the bonds and all that kind of stuff, and they're kind of at odds now with the main cabal and the Dracos group and all that. They're supposed to be putting together a peaceful thing to fund these solutions. So why are they all gathering in Switzerland, where they're building a FEMA camp? And
was it Sweden or Switzerland?
Switzerland, sorry.
Switzerland or Sweden, where CERN is.
Switzerland is where they're gathering them. And they're building a FEMA-type camp and bringing in martial arts trainers for this group. I mean, this stink, it doesn't just stink, it reeks of another MJ-12-type operation. And it's funny that all the cabals are going to meet up there at the same time. And they're all, you know, ETs, and some of them eat humans. It seems to me that anybody who's not, doesn't cooperate up there is going to become food. But, I mean, why they all have to go up there to meet to get funding? When supposedly the Red Dragon Group is, you know, the Asian contingent, Yakuza edition of, or spur of the Tudor group, which is Queen Elizabeth and the Dracos alliance. So why are they all going up there, to get funding to supposedly to make, you know, get these, eco solutions out there in mainline production? Anytime they gather all the people with solutions together like that, it's not for good.
So, what do you feel is the, first of all, this is what's going on right now.
And when I was supposed to have meetings with the ambassador, every time I'm supposed to, you know, so I can ask these pointed questions of him directly, I get postponed. It keeps getting pushed off. I was supposed to have a meeting with him today, and I was going to ask him, I wanted to get to the bottom whether he's directly involved or whether he's going to be the one that's going to end up the fall guy. Louisa's blameless in all of this, and now she's freaking out because since I published what that whole game plan they're putting out there is about, she's getting threatened. And the information I'm putting out is not information that comes from her. So why she's getting attacked, I don't know.
is it her association with you? Do you think that, you know, what you're putting out there?
She already knew things were going, very bad directions with the Global Mission of Peace, which is why she splintered off and started her own thing with the Goldfish Report, because they were doing things she couldn't in good conscience agree with. So when I say Global Mission of Peace, and I specify this has nothing to do with the Goldfish Report, why is she under attack? Unless there's a whole lot of people out there that said, oh shit, there goes the operation.
Well, there seems to be just a lot of weird stuff going on. And you know, there's so much, people are so wrapped up in their lives, and then there's different types of things happening. There's all these pre-planned distractions and unplanned distractions. And then there's things like this that are seemingly innocent. It's under a guise of, you know, let's gather all of these people that are, you know, eco-friendly, interested, and like you said, the people, the hippies who were wanting to have world peace and to really make a change on the planet, and then they're a target. So you think that, would they be using, hallucinogens like LSD and some of the others with the same protocol?
The program.
It's part of the program, right? It's always drugs associated with, methods of control.
Let me get this out there, because people don't understand the whole game plan that even Captain Max and all that group, are now touting. They're touting the New World Order line, the 10-year delay, okay, of disclosure, bringing it out in little pieces so that the cabals can get everything they want, get it all set up, meanwhile killing a bunch of people to feed to their allies, over this time. They've put the stall on for the council coming down and doing anything, which is why I've said I've had enough. I've contracted outside ET groups, with the full permission of all the clan mothers of the tribes, to start scorched earth operations on these folks, because we are not waiting no 10 years and letting them kill off 80% of the humans on this planet. We're done. Scorched earth policy is now in effect, and the folks who are allied with the tribes are hitting these folks every day, and they're going to continue whether I'm alive or dead. I'm the only one in the end game who will be able to tell them to stop. So if they do anything to me, they're screwed. And Louise is now in the crossfire, because everybody assumes I got the information from my report from her, and that's not where it came from.
Right.
I know about that because I've talked to the ambassador directly in a three-way show, and she's not responsible for that either. I have stuff that I wanted to get built, the enclaves and stuff, to get people shielded from the mess of they've made of the environment. And I'm not willing to go through the hoops they want me to jump through to get it done. I'd rather just do it myself. And we'll do it as tribes.
Explain who the ambassador is.
He's the, he's supposed to be representing the Red Dragon Group, but he's, according to what he says, he doesn't agree with all the things he does, and he's trying to get the funding that they're holding and put it to good use. Namely, ecological solutions and free energy power solutions and things of that nature. But bear in mind, he may be the fall guy for all this. His intentions sound good, but either he doesn't know what's going on in the background, or he's part of it. And I don't know which one of it is. I'm not going to say which one it is because I don't know. And I have not had an opportunity to talk to him directly and make those pointed questions and get an answer. But with people making plans to go there, on the 24th, we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, when you say scorched earth, what about collateral damage, as they tend to call innocent victims?
And this is the thing. I had to say that because most likely the collateral damages are going to be to members of the council who are playing talkie-talkie and not getting the job done they were, you know, came here to do, including the group that came back in time, who is, I mean, they're having all, they're spending all this time talking to death to these people who are not even humans. They're clones, or they're ETs wearing human bodies, or, you know, they're hybridized. They're, you know, they're not human bloodlines anymore. All the people who are in control right now on this planet are not even fully human. Period. And they're spending all this time, you know, playing politics upstairs and not getting the job done. And now they've convinced them to postpone, the full disclosure thing for 10 years. That's not acceptable. That is not acceptable.
So
they're killing
too
many people every month. They claim they want to do the disclosure gradually because people will freak out and there'll be a whole lot of deaths, people will suicide and everything. Well, guess what? You know who's going to suicide most likely? The religious nuts who are on board with their program. So ask me if I care. They go in the recycle bin. People think when you die, that that's forever. No, you get recycled. So, I mean, these people don't die forever. They just get recycled. So, I mean, it's not as big a deal. It makes it sound like I'm, you know, cold-hearted. And I had to put that warning out to the folks upstairs because they got members of the council races down here on the ground, but they're not getting anything done. And likely the strikes I'm calling down are going to cause some of them to get dead and get thrown in the recycle bin. I don't care at this point. They want to play this game and drag it out 10 years, let them kill 80% of the humans on this planet. I don't care.
Well, that's the Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah. And Agenda 21 that was passed by everybody in, you know, United Nations. No. That's the tribal answer to that. No.
That's
not acceptable. We're not going to allow it.
Question, Patty, does the tribes have a representative at the United Nations? I always wondered that.
No.
Why not?
Good question.
Do cows have a representative on the farm board?
Right.
You know, that's the relationship that is imposed on the tribes by the extraterrestrial imposed.
They're a nation.
Let me say
they're the humans. They're the real people.
Let's put it this way. Pure humans don't even have a representative upstairs with the council. Who's supposed to be here cleaning this mess up.
Right.
Either.
Well, if it's anything to do with Andronicus or Metis, it's bound to fuck up. You know, remember, I think people sorry, Jessica.
No, you have to know the show to know what we're talking about. That was an insider joke, Patty.
But it's like the character of the people that are supposed to be handling these things are just like children. You know, they're not serious adults. They're just like kids.
So here's what I did.
Go ahead.
I contracted with two other races who are not member of the Council of Five, Council 12, or the group that came back in time, who are willing to work with me. One of them I had to negotiate with, for terms. But yeah, now they're carrying out my, scorched earth strikes on all New World Order and cabal held properties. And I told them specifically, I gave them a warning upstairs a week ahead of time that this is the route I was going to go as soon as I had a meeting of the minds and reached agreement. And the clan mothers agreed with me. They dumped this whole mess in my lap because I'm the only, tribal shaman of the true original bloodlines who knows, has a clue about what's going on and has a military background and can, you know, take this to its conclusion properly. I have the blessing of the tribal clan mothers to do it. Do what I feel is needful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing it.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, there should be a representative. It should have been one a long time ago.
And to cover my ass, I made it a freewheeling sort of thing where I put the order out, and until I give the cease order, it's going to continue every day.
So basically, we will see here and there in the news, people are kind of, oh, so-and-so is retiring from politics to go with their family and things like that. Whereupon, actually, the entire base has been beamed out onto Saturn or something.
Every day, places are getting bombarded from orbit. You can't miss this. Like the one that went down at S4. S4 doesn't exist anymore, okay? I leveled the place. There's nothing living or working there anymore. It's gone.
So, Patty, explain to people, I mean, you have access to satellites.
Yeah.
And are able to take satellite imagery. And
everything the Cabal's got, I've got access to.
You created some of it from the military.
Yeah, I built the feudal lab at NASA Kennedy Space Center, so they can't, without closing their own eyes, essentially.
So, do they know that you're doing this?
Yes.
And
I'm out there in public, and they don't dare touch me.
And they can't touch you because. Because you very cleverly play.
I'm not alive.
Yeah, if you're not alive, they will continue. Yeah, it's interesting. So very, very good, very good. Oh wow, so many questions, Patty. So many questions. What's the thing that people can do to help and be proactive in this situation? What is the proactive thing people do in this moment?
My most famous word, stop feeding the animals.
Stop feeding the black wolf, huh?
Yeah, stop feeding the animals. Get out of their system. Because that's the only reason why they're still getting away with this. Stop feeding them.
Again, that goes exactly
back. We outnumber them.
Totally. with very great ease and very little pressure, this whole thing could easily be remedied. As the moment that humanity realizes that the evil is no longer there supporting the bad guys who are their representatives on Earth, and as soon as they realize that the power behind them has gone, then suddenly the Emperor has no clothes. So I can feel the import of this moment.
The money system is not based in anything real.
No, it's just a bullied agreement. It's just like, well, you know, we'll come along next week and you give me some of what you've got. Otherwise we'll hurt you. I mean, that's essentially what money's about. So, I'm glad to be out of that. Everybody's got a product. Everybody produces stuff. I produce radio shows. You know, that's what I produce. Among other things, but so and again, it goes back to the transmission that we just said. Who was it right at the end, Jessica? Who was
Dragus
saying?
Was it last?
Yeah, he said, and he said, you know, look, step out of the system and grow your own vegetables, and you know, something like that.
Build your house and make it and work with the elements.
Yeah, yeah.
Just build your be harmony. Self-sufficient. Yeah,
and it was with such hope and. You know, this is the new paradigm that we've been waiting for. Thank you, Pat.
Patty has an idea of working with, do you want to share your concept of what you think people should do?
I mean, the whole issue of my enclave, there is no money.
But, well, put it out there because maybe someone might hear your idea and want to fund it.
It's using all the green technology, including the magnetic motors, which, They're still trying to chase that guy down and kill him, but I've got the blueprints to build them and everything. You put 4 days a week, you put 4 hours in for, you know, group, community-wide services, basically. The rest of time's your own. And that includes, growing your own food and stuff and trading what you grow for the other stuff you need to eat with other people who do that. The enclaves are split into 12 temperature zones, so you can grow stuff from around the entire planet within.
So this is a design.
You do away with the whole thing of having to transport stuff to, you know, survive.
Exactly. So what, yeah, let me, sorry, Patty. But I just want to sort of expand what you're talking about is a thing that you've designed, which is a habitat that, you know, it's really an Eden, isn't it? You're talking about an Eden, aren't you?
Yeah. It's a self-contained biosphere. And a lot of this stuff comes from, experiments which they originally did for Mars settlements that were tested, what works, what doesn't, as well as all the stuff that they're trying to hide from the public that they have.
JP, do you see a parallel?
Make it work correctly.
Yep.
I'm
totally,
sorry.
Totally. You're doing the work of the gods, Patty. I mean, you know you are. And,
Patty, we just talked about this in the transmissions. We talked about, you said Eden. We talked about the green planet, which was in Eden. We talked about Mars. You just brought up Mars.
Eden is still here. It's placed in quarantine and, you know, step out of this reality. But
so
we
don't
still
destroy
tied
it further.
The Draco started a war between the Aquilans and the Elven folks that got way out of hand. And that was to get us all our oversight taken off of Earth. So the, you know, once that was accomplished, including killing the dragons who were to keep the Dracos from getting out of hand, they started manipulating humans. And not long after that, when the, Martians, you gotta understand, the Palladians were the sole ones to give starseed to Eve to make the Elven race. Now, when they were in the system, the Martians picked a fight with them. That's why Mars looks the way it does, because the Palladians did a slap down on them like you wouldn't believe. Bunch of Martians used the Merkaba to jump off their world. They landed on Lemuria, corrupted the hell out of their society, interbred with them. When they activated their Merkaba, it blew up. It fractured the space-time continuum, and it broke our containment. They landed on Atlantis, and they founded Atlantis. And when they set up a new set of pyramids and all that there and activated it there, it blew up again and fractured all our original pyramids and sunk Atlantis. It sunk Mu, and they came swimming ashore and started, you know, corrupting humans. And that's when the Anunnaki showed up, and things really went to hell then. And the Martians tried to build a new gate dial, Merkaba gate dial. That's the Asbury Circle. Palladians caught them doing that. They said, no, you folks have already done enough mess and stole all the crystal poles. Because the Martians had stole the poles from Stonehenge to run the Asbury dial. They never got a chance to complete it, thankfully, because the Palladians stole the poles. But that's back, you know, during that time.
Doesn't sound like what humans do. I mean, just where do we?
You had Mars, you had Venus, you had Jupiter, all these gods, you know, because their civilizations were already trashed. Once our containment was broken, they came here and set up as gods. Mm-hmm. And that's what the whole Noah's Wife went down. I mean, those groups got caught doing stuff they ain't supposed to be doing. They got imprisoned in Saturn. The whole Noah's Ark wipe of the planet was to get rid of all the hybrids and everything they created. This is a reoccurring theme. Okay. It's time for it to stop.
So,
the funny thing is, the Dracos who started the war between the Elven and the Aquilans, the Dracos gave the Aquilans one of their mainline ships. And this is on the pyramids, okay? The way we got rid of the Anunnaki was the Aquilans came out of the Sun Gate, driving that Draco ship, and it attacked Earth thinking it was Eden. But Eden had already been put in quarantine. This is back in the days of Egypt. This is all recorded on the pyramids, okay? They attacked Earth. The Anunnaki Dracos had to go up and defend Earth. And while they did so, the Blue Avians kicked in with us, and we ejected the Anunnaki from planet Earth. Again, this is all recorded on the pyramids. That's how we got rid of them, and we're not letting them back. Nobody in the Milky Way galaxy, not one single race, is willing to give the Anunnaki planet space anywhere. They are bad news. They're galactic slavers, and they abuse the hell out of every privilege you give them.
So, ignominy is their destiny.
They're not from Laniakea at all, this level of creation. the way they got here is they were playing with gate technology, connected two black holes, the one in the center of their system revolved around,
the galaxy, yeah.
And the one that's down smaller than a black hole. They destroyed their homeworld, and according to some of the other elder races, they believe their entire system that they used to live in squeezes themselves right out of it, destroyed it in the process, and they came out our black hole. Procyon, Cirrus, and Sol system all revolve around a small black hole. Our second sun, our brown dwarfs, whatever you want to call them, goes out, does a loop around it, comes back in. It's a regular cycle thing. They pumped out that black hole and they followed our second sun here. Because it's a microwave source that kept them alive to get here. They needed all the gold from our ocean, the monatomic gold from our ocean to heal from that little episode. And then they wanted to make us better miners to mine all the real gold to build that reverse Dyson sphere around their planetoid. That's where all the gold went. I got pictures of that stupid thing.
So is it already gone?
Huh?
Is that gold already gone?
Yeah, that's what.
So this is
the days of Egypt.
Well, these are back in the Egypt, right? So, but they still want gold. They still, I mean, or is that just like a remnant?
They're still taking it because the thing ain't complete.
Okay, and if it does complete, Patty, what's the consequence of that? They become immortal and terrorize the universe forever.
They already still live way too long. But they're galactic slaves. As a race, they are galactic slavers. I mean, the Nephilim, there's like six different editions of them. They're enslaved by the Anunnaki. And they're not who everybody on Facebook seems to think they are. The Nephilim, there's, you know, five different shapes of them. Some of them have three legs, that they've gathered up from other worlds, as slaves. They're galactic slavers. So, no, we're not letting them back. I don't care.
All right. So, Patty. A long time ago, there was an operation that was trying to, these guys were escaping, and they'd escaped into the past. Is that correct?
Which group?
These Anunnaki galactic slavers.
Nope.
No.
Like I said, we kicked the Anunnaki off. However, the Dracos didn't want the Anunnaki crossbreeding with us directly, because that would put our third spiral back. They made them crossbreed with the Zetas. Now, the Zeta are one of the 12 that provided Starseed originally to Gaia to make humans. But the Zeta's homeworld is currently controlled from behind the scenes by the Dracos, just like here. So they did a crossbreeding. That's just Zionists. They're hybrid Anunnaki Zetas. That whole group camped out at the South Pole. That's the group that's living in there that adopted the Nazis. That's your group that's playing this alternate world time jump bit.
And the circle keeps
turning.
It's not
the actual Anunnaki, because we won't let the Anunnaki back on this planet. It's their hybrid descendants. And that's who the Red Dragon group is associated with, as the Anunnaki hybrids, the Zionists.
So this is your non-Zionists.
Huh?
What we call the Nazi Zionists.
Yeah.
Or Illuminatis.
Yeah, they're hybrid. I mean, they're half Anunnaki and half Zeta.
And Zetans. Okay, so.
Never believe anything that Zetas say, and I've already put this up to them, caused a big uproar.
They're just little liars.
They found out that Zeta are working with the Dracos, and they're right in the middle of the council. Every bit of it, you know, planning the council was doing before was going right out the back door down to the Draco. So they knew everything, what was going on.
And this is Orion Council?
No, the Zeta. Reticula.
Yeah, but which council?
Council of 12.
The Council of
12. 12 of the 15 races that Gaia raised here before us. Hang on.
12 of the 15 races that Gaia raised.
Yeah, there's different councils.
Yeah.
Peter works for the Council of 5.
There's three different councils up there. There's the Council of Five, who are the Galactic Cops. Solipsi Ray, were the only original race. I don't know which one of the other five has showed up, but they've come on the scene recently and been doing a lot of strikes. Yay. then you have the Council of 12. 12 of the 15 races the guy raised here before she brought her project, which was
the elves.
The gate from
the
Eden.
Elfin.
Yeah. Before Gaia brought her humans through the gate from Eden, where she prototyped them, she raised 15 other classes here for other races out there to, and 12 of them provided seed stock to make her humans. That's the Council of 12. The other one, the Ashtar Council, I guess it's called, is the group that came back in time because this planet and what goes down here right now is a major crux point. And in the original edition, things went very, very bad. And the whole Milky Way galaxy went to hell in a handbasket. So they've come back in time to try and fix this. And they're not doing anything constructive up there either.
Yeah. Someone's a proponent or a representative of Ashtar. Who is that? There's someone that does YouTube or?
Yeah, what do they call him? It's right on the tip of my tongue too.
Well, somebody was saying that Ashtar is really, the Aldebaranians anyway. There's some fella from Aldebaran.
Okay, let's put it this way. This is what I put out there. Unless you can concrete face-to-face, ID, whoever the hell you're communicating with, they could be bullshit. There's a whole lot of psyops jobs going on. The Zetas are saying all kinds of stuff. Primarily, a lot of it goes along with the New World Order agenda. Now, this Smithy does the recording all the time, too. Now he's apparently on board with the 10-year delay. You know? That reeks of New World Order. But Mithy is supposedly Andromedan. They were here to do the reset of the planet after we graduated, which ain't going to happen. At least not for 1,000 years, until things get straightened out. They're back, and so what Mithy puts out is like third and fourth hand office gossip upstairs. But that seems to be what everybody is on board with upstairs, the 10-year delay, and I'm not on board with that. Supposedly to save lives. That's BS. Big time BS.
So, action now, yes?
Yep.
And this action now is happening, through a group. I tell you, bro, Patty, I've been, for the last 2 hours, I've been reading these different characters. And some of it was quite emotional. So my brain gets a bit scrambled a little bit by it, and I need an hour or two to kind of straighten out before my next assignment, which is in 13 minutes' time, which is to produce Sean David Morton's Strange Universe. And it's been a strange day in this strange universe, and we just work here. So, if you want to kind of wrap up for just in a couple of minutes, and then I can play like 10 minutes of music so that, I can then, wash my face and go to the bathroom and, you know, or in a different order.
Put it together.
Yeah. Get my stuff together.
Well, let's leave it at that. Go ahead and do that. Get it together. Cause I'm sure you're going to have some, rather pertinent questions once you have. So go ahead and do your break.
He was just telling you to recap because you have 10 minutes for
some
recap.
Yeah, if you can recap, because I need to stop this broadcast and I've got a load of other things to do, so I can't be with you anymore. So,
the supposed, groups that are supposed to help us sort this out have decided, to go along with the New World Order groups, 10-year delay, and doing a full disclosure. And that's not acceptable. So it's time we started doing things. I mean, we're supposed to, you know, rescue ourselves, and it's time to get off our butts and do it.
So we don't have a choice. Essentially, the decision has already been made that we're going to go through the New World Order.
That's what I mean. The councils, councils upstairs are going along with that, and I don't agree with that.
No, I don't agree with it either.
None of the tribes agree with it.
No.
Too many people are dying. Like that new tunnel they just opened up, supposedly. That's an ancient tunnel, okay? That's part of the ancient transit network. They did that whole satanic ceremony to empower Saturn. And then the rads went way off the charts. Up in the, you know, double-digit billions. And a bunch of people died. Mm-hmm. Right after.
Because they can't handle that radiation exposure.
We thought it was a crashed ship. So I sent a bunch of folks from upstairs down to clean that mess up, but it turns out it wasn't a crashed ship. That was part of the ceremony of opening that tunnel.
To the Cabal.
Yep, by the Cabal. Yeah. That's why they did that whole satanic blood ritual ceremony right before.
And the one that Max was talking about, that whole city under in that whole town in Netherlands has an underground Cabal. Yeah. And it's every, you know, it's where these are the hot spots, right?
Comes the time, you got to say enough.
Mm-hmm.
And enough's enough.
Yeah.
The gloves are off. It's time to get serious.
Well,
and
I'm
the people need to get out of the system and stop feeding them. Stop feeding them your life's blood. You know, start doing like I've put out there, you know, on a small scale. I mean, I've done these enclave things down to a single family, small scale thing. Just get off the grid. Get off their whole feed network. Stop feeding the animals, because that's what they are. They have no emotions, no care about you or anything else. And you're letting them run things. Stop. Please, stop.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go over the UK, everybody's in riot there, but you won't see it on the news because they bought the news agencies too. Everybody else, I mean, there's a lot of places that are rioting against these folks. Not that they're going to get anywhere with that, other than, you know, dead, thrown in the recycle bin. Those of us who can fight, physically fight, throw weapons at them, fine. We're doing it. You folks who are, you're not meant for that. And getting angry lowers your frequency and you become food. Disconnect from this, you know, their whole network. Go back and start, getting off the grid. That's where those folks need to be. Those of us who can fight well and do.
I agree. And like you said, don't feed into the emotion of it. You know, and fear is definitely an area where people bring up. And so they're, you know, and then someone might say, well, why are you even talking about it then? If people are getting in fear, it's information without fear. It's self-empowerment by knowing.
Yeah.
But
when you do fear,
the
archons feed off your fear energy.
And by turning a blind eye doesn't make you, you know, ignorance is not always bliss. I mean, you should be informed and have a sense of knowing. Now, some of the information, if you need some validation, Patty can provide some, pictures and images of things. But, like I said, everything comes back down to the heart. You know, there's repeating patterns. People have, you say something and then it echoes and it comes up in another form through someone else. So there's validation, verification, check your heart always and follow your heart and, you know, acquire that sense of knowing, keep your, you know, connect to source. So you have a good, strong, establishment.
My favorite saying is don't look for answers without look within.
Right.
And what I put out isn't channeled or anything like that. It's the hard historical evidence of the whole thing as it actually went down.
Yeah, you provide documents and other things.
And contracts and everything that they signed, like the one in 1617 that the Morgan Le Fay, who was the half-human hybrid Elven, lived to over 600 years. She made a deal with the Tudor group, the Queen of England of that time, the Queen of the Dracos in 1617. That's when the Dracos worked out a workaround for Gaia's protective arch factor. Arch positive factor to prevent meddling with humans. They found a workaround for that, and that's when they made females property, and they couldn't own anything, and they started the Dracos human hybrid program. I mean, these are physical documents of when this sort of stuff went down.
And they can see that where, Patty? On Facebook, right?
On Facebook? And on Project Ascension.
Or they could contact you directly.
go to Project, if you want all the hardcore data and recordings and real time recordings of stuff as I bring in the information on what's going down, go to Project Ascension on YouTube. Join that.
Spell that.
All my live information goes out on that. That's, you know, literally, I'm bringing in this data live on that, recorded. Because so many, you know, shows I've tried to do have been perverted or the sound didn't work or things got changed. I've started doing my own live. Sure. As things happen. So that's where you go.
Teddy, I always find your information very interesting and informative. And it's a different kind of news. You're not going to find this on TV.
I'm a synthesis. I put all the pieces together, connect all the dots together, so you see the grand pattern of what is going on and why.
Well, thank you for, you know, I'm glad that we connected today, and I'm glad you were able to be on my show today, and I'm glad that JP has extended the time so you can speak some more, and I'm grateful for being on with you guys today. Thanks, JP and Patty.
Because this needs to get sorted out so I can go calm Louisa down.
Yeah.
She didn't like my little release there on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, now, thank you. So, go and deal with Louisa. Listen, here's one good thing that Bill did. Big Bill Gates. He commissioned a tune, which was a very triumphant tune. And I remember, you know, as an IT tech, installing Windows 98, when you finally installed it all properly and it was all the sound cards were all right, you finally heard this thing, which is a very triumphant piece of music. I'm going to play that out for the show, and then we'll be straight into Strange Universe in about 5 minutes' time. So thank you so much, Patty. Thank you very, very much, Jessica. It's been quite an amazing week, a wonderful time. Wonderful in a kind of, wow, I'm wondering about this. So, here we go. Good night, everybody.